Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Browns analyst Doug Deacon is with us. Always great to talk to Deke, especially after a win. Deke, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. A better question, how are you doing?
I was in the concussion protocol.
That's what I heard. Wait till you go take those tests. They'll really put you in concussion protocol.
I know, man. I'll tell you, Deke. You know, the last time I had a concussion that I know of was when I was like 13. But I was like, I don't know how football players play. I couldn't even go to the supermarket for like 5 days.
Well, I always found that there's some things that you just do out of habit. But
yeah,
then when you have to think, then you get real scrambled.
Yeah.
So it's not an enjoyable time.
No, I was struggling there for a while, but I turned the corner, I think it was like Thursday.
Oh, good.
Yeah, feeling much better. Thank you for asking.
Yes.
Obviously, the Browns are playing much better. And, now it looks, after that Bronco loss, I was like, yeah, their schedule stinks, but there's no way they get to 9 wins because they're not playing consistently well. Well, now 3 weeks in a row they've played well, especially the last 2 weeks against Pittsburgh and Miami. And now I do think they could possibly get to 9 wins. Is that good enough to make the playoffs? Time will tell. Probably come down to tiebreakers. But I think the way they're playing right now, I think they can win 9 games.
Yeah, I think, yesterday there's obviously a talent discrepancy on both sides of the ball. But with that said, you got to give Miami credit. They played hard. They knew they were undermanned, but the big key components came through. You know, we saw what we knew Jarvis could do, and Odell came through and had a good day. And of course, Chubb, he's just a horse back there. And they were down in the red zone 5 times, and I think they scored 4. And those are the things you got to do. But it'll be a different story against who they're playing this next week.
Doug, I think that this team, and I don't know what it is, but like since Kareem Hunt has come back out of suspension, it's like the offense has a different swagger, and it just, I don't know. It just feels a little bit different. I think it's been such a great boost for this team.
Yeah, I think, he gives them a different dimension in the offense. And I think, when you're a defensive coordinator, all of a sudden you've got to start, spending time, worrying about him as well as, worrying about Chubb and Jarvis and Odell. And I just think there's a lot of weapons there. The big key, I think, is letting Baker get comfortable in the pocket. And I think the last couple of weeks he's probably done the best job of moving around the pocket to buy time and hit the open receivers. Although there wasn't much of a pass rush for the most part yesterday, most of their guys that they had that could rush the passer, they got rid of.
Yeah, Deke, Jarvis Landry. We talk about, there's always so much talk about Odell because obviously, Odell's a great player, as talented as any player in the league. And, Jarvis Landry may not be the most talented wide receiver on the face of the earth, but he's as reliable as I think as any wide receiver in the game.
He's got probably the most consistent hands, that's for sure. And, I remember last year, I think he dropped a pass, and I said, I can't believe that. But, you watch him, and, he doesn't make the spectacular one-handed catch or doesn't try to do it. But, if it gets near him and it's in his area code, he's going to catch it.
We're talking with Browns analyst Doug Deacon on with us here. You talked about the improved play of Baker Mayfield. Overall, the team played a good team game. You're right, there's a big talent disparity. We get that. But do you think – I felt like the defense, which was really undermanned up front, it kind of brought them together. I feel like the Browns feel like people have piled on Myles Garrett a little bit more than should have. And I think the Browns are rallying around that. Do you buy that?
Yeah, I think so. It could go one of two ways. And obviously, yesterday it went in a positive way. And, other people had to step up. Sheldon Richardson had a couple sacks. Joe Schobert, once again, here's the guy that's, unfortunately, because of what happened a couple weeks ago, didn't get all the credit he deserved for the big game he had. And he steps up and has another big game yesterday. So, it's next man up. And you look at our secondary, the safeties have been hit pretty hard back there. But, by the same token, so was Miami. But, we were able to take advantage of them. They weren't.
Doug Deacon, Browns analyst, is our guest. Doug, you know, Mason Rudolph this weekend is, I mean, he's going to play. I don't think he's going to start, though, start the game. Are you surprised that he didn't get a suspension?
Yeah, a little bit. I think, you know, the fact that, A, you know, he was pulling on the face mask that kind of instigated, and then B, you know, he went back after him, and that's when he got whacked. But, you know, I think, you know, this is a league to, you know, protect the quarterback. And obviously, you know, if they suspend him, they're down to one quarterback over there for the most part. And, you know, sometimes I think the league looks at it with tinted glasses.
He twice caused escalation in that situation.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you could, like, I thought technically, and fans got mad at me because they weren't listening to the rest of what I was saying after I said it. Technically, Myles Garrett started it by, I thought, a little over aggressive at the end of that sack. But clearly, Mason Rudolph started the escalation of the incident twice. Well, and he should have been suspended for that.
It takes two to tangle. And yes. Obviously, what, you know, Garrett did was not right. You can't do that.
Sure.
You got to get suspended for that. But, you know, to be, you know, as much involved in it as he was, I'm surprised that, you know, that there wasn't a suspension. But then when you look at the position, I think, you know, that's probably where the discrepancy comes.
How about some of these guys who've stepped up on the defensive line, Doug? I mean, Chad Thomas off the milk carton, now playing really well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I talked about Sheldon Richardson. I mean, they're just a bunch of guys that, you know, a couple of them weren't even on a roster last week, I don't think. But, you know, they played hard. And, you know, it helps that, obviously, you know, the other team's leading rusher was the quarterback. I think, you know, without Fitzpatrick rushing, they had 47 yards rushing on 15 carries. So, they did not have much of a run game, and, you know, that helps a lot. But, you know, no, I think, you know, anytime if you play a system and you do your job, there's a chance you're going to succeed.
I look at this Steelers game, the second Steeler game coming up, and their crowd will be fired up, and maybe they'll be motivated, who knows. And I think the Browns have to be aware of maybe the Steelers trying to take a cheap shot at Baker. But, Deke, I see their quarterback situation is a disaster. Rudolph stinks. This other guy stinks. You know, I don't know if Juju's going to play. I don't know if Connor's probably not going to play. I look at that game, and I think the only way the Steelers can win is if the Browns turn over the ball.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you look at it yesterday, that's, you know, we won the turnover battle again. And I think we're down to, like, minus -3 in the giveaway takeaway, where we were in double digits about 3 weeks ago. And they've done a nice job of cleaning that up.
Doug, so what do you think about this game this weekend? I mean, you think the Browns should – I mean, obviously they're favored against Pittsburgh, but do you think they're going to go in and take care of business? And if they do, are they going to make a run?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, obviously the one thing that the Browns have, you know, going for them is a strong running game. You know, the last time we played them, you know, their corners did a pretty good job on our wide receivers. But, you know, hopefully we get Njoku back, and, you know, that gives us another weapon that you can go down the center of the field. You just got to make sure that, you know, you don't turn the ball over, and that's always been the key when you play Pittsburgh.
Deke, from starting from your playing time till now, is Nick Chubb the best Browns running back you've seen?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's yes, in a lot of ways, but the sample size of, you know, a year and a half.
Yeah, it's a little small.
And, you know, as far as the just tough, hard-nosed runner, without a doubt. I mean, I played with Greg Pruitt. He was, you know, great in the open field. I caught Leroy. I played with Leroy for 2 or 3 years at the end of his career, but, you know, that wasn't the heyday of Leroy Kelly. But I would have to say, without a doubt, he is.
I mean, he's averaging in now 27 games and 20 starts, 414 rushes. He's averaging over 5 yards per carry. And, you know, his yards per game's a little lower last year because, remember, in the beginning of the year, he wasn't, you know, he's playing sparingly. But, you know, and you know, as an all-around guy, he doesn't put up the numbers in the passing game that some of these other running backs do, only because they don't give him as much of an opportunity. But as a pure runner, I think he might be the best in the game.
Oh, he's one of the best, that's for sure. I mean, yesterday I think he had 50 yards in receptions. I mean, you know, he's a complete ball player, and the best thing about him, he's such a great kid to have in the locker room. You can't find better people.
And he's only 23 years old.
Isn't that crazy, guys?
Yeah.
I mean, how young he is.
Oh,
and to think that, like, what this guy can – I mean, he could be an elite runner for another 7 years.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean he takes a beating, but I mean it's amazing the number of tackles he breaks. I mean, there was one run yesterday. I think it was four or five guys had a piece of him, and it wasn't until the fifth guy finally got some help that he was able to bring him down.
He has 500-yard rushing games.
It's amazing
this year, and he's run for at least 87 yards in every game except for three this year. In fact, since week three, he's run for at least 87 yards every game except for the Bronco game. That was it.
Well, I think, you know, at the end of the season, you're going to, you know, look there and you're going to go in the media guide next year and you're going to see Brown, Chubb. he's going to get in the, you know, one of the, I think, probably top 10 seasons in the history of running backs with the Browns.
What do you think of the Deke of the Bengals here? They bench Andy Dalton a few weeks ago. Finley was terrible, the rookie. Now they're going back to Andy Dalton. What do you think of what the hell they're doing here with the Browns playing him a couple times coming up?
Well, I think they want to make sure they get the first pick in the draft.
I do, but I think they have a better chance to win with Andy Dalton.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I haven't seen them play yet. Obviously, they're not doing any national games, but I'm not sure. A.J. Green hasn't played yet.
Nope.
So, you know, without him, they've got major problems.
Deke, we appreciate the time.
Good stuff, Deke.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, buddy. Guys. Thanks.
All right, Browns analyst Doug Deacon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.